I'm curious like a cat. I have a couple of friends that call me Whiskers.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
There was a couple like working at the country station that were like, I can remember that were like that. Hey, yeah. Brian, you want to go out to lunch next Tuesday at 8:45? We'll go out on the hour and on the half, and we'll go have some breakfast, we'll have some lunch, and some dinner. All right, dude, cool. Let's take a call. Here's my mom. They do that shit.
During that thing, you need to transform. So you try to...
Transform yourself. That's tough too.
Yahoo! This is fucking crazy. This is fucking crazy. The plane is gonna pull into her vagina. And you're gonna post it on social media to get your next friend to sleep with you. Now, move to another country and rinse and repeat. Your life's pursuit of fucking all your friends is soon to be an achievement you have in your belt.
What is the text message still?
Not sure.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, Cassigans, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, co-host, and cohort in crime, Kristen Joy. Holy bestie, Kristen.
Bestie, Brian.
Bestie out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. Winning!
Woo!
Woo. Back in the studio. What's that noise? That horn noise, the oovla or whatever, the horn that all the guys use in the soccer.
Oh, like, right.
Or the use of the clubs. So fucking obnoxious. I'm back from a week at Podcast Movement 2022.
Speaking of parties.
Dallas, Texas. Oh, man. Tell you what, whenever you get 3,000 podcasters together, you can be assured of two things. There's going to be a fucking party, and no one is going to shut the fuck up for a fucking week.
Because everybody's used to just talking into a microphone and not listening.
I literally had conversations where people, I literally saw conversations where people were just talking at each other and neither of them were listening. It was like they were doing a show themselves. It's some obnoxious at times, funny at others. And I'll tell you what, I just had a blast. It's nice to be out of the studio sometimes. Like,
yes,
you get out and you let your jingle jangles fly.
Mingle and cohort around.
And let your DD canters fly
That's
on the floor.
That's right.
I'm naked underneath this. I don't know if you know that. You wouldn't know that.
I didn't notice.
I have microvenus. I was on the flight to Dallas, and somebody in front of me, I overheard them when the plane landed. They were talking about micropenis. I don't know why they were talking about micropenis. I've seen pictures. It's kind of disturbing.
It is. And it's unfortunate.
And I really feel bad for people with micropenis because
I've known somebody that's been with one.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Been with one or has one?
No, been with one.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and it's a girl.
So it's a girl? I mean, I'm sure there's certain challenges. I was going to say it probably weighs heavy on her mind.
No. As light as a feather.
That's so mean.
I know. Hey, there's something out there for everyone.
Did she like it? Was she?
I think she tried to like it.
We shouldn't laugh. It's not something somebody can help. Yeah,
exactly.
It's not something somebody can help. Is there anything that can be done about micropenis?
I don't know.
Can you like stretch it out, or are there exercises you could do? There's got to be something. God bless the micropenises out there.
Like a lot of implant options now.
Yeah, but that's got to hurt when you go from like a half an inch to like even 2 inches. That's got to hurt.
I don't know.
Well, listen, there's plastic. If you can clean up your vulva, they can probably give you a couple extra inches on your dick.
Now in the plastic surgery world.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with Podcast Movement. I didn't personally see any micropenis at Podcast Movement.
That's good.
But I was telling telling one of the guys that I work with, because I work in the podcast industry as a day job, and I was telling one of the guys I work with, it's like the podcast industry is full of like misfits and broken toys. Like, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
it's the land of broken toys. That's what it is. Miscreants, all of us, and old radio guys,
right?
And girls. That's what it is, because you know, radio for
lends itself.
They for years they were like, ooh, podcasts, man, whatever, dude, bunch of losers in their basement.
What's that?
What's that? A podcast? Not coming into my radio station. I'll tell you what. I'm here at the fax machine waiting for more orders. But now all of a sudden, the radio industry is quite hep to go on the podcast.
It's
every
all
single
moving towards podcasting.
Major radio company that I can think of is represented at Podcast Movement. And what you do is you meet a lot of, I think guys especially, I met a lot of, so I was a speaker, and then you know, people come up and talk to you, and what you get is, hey, it's me, Bob, and I got a podcast about a podcast. And I was
podcast about podcasting.
We had 17 downloads yesterday, and I'm like, okay, great. You know, we also had 17 downloads yesterday, so I feel
all last
your pain.
Year.
So what I noticed is the radio guys, like, they have that certain affectation. And I'm sure that if we ask a couple of our fans, they'll say that I also have that same affectation, especially at the beginning of the show, which is like, hey, how you doing? This is name is Joe. They never shut the fuck. This guy that was in, like, we were sitting in one of these panels, and one of my friends was on the panel. We're having, watching the panel, and there is a guy sitting in front of me that is shaking his head, agreeing with everything everybody, you know, one of those guys,
yeah,
like, yes,
very eager.
Yes, totally agree. And as soon as the questions come up, he's like, I have a question over here. So my name is Joe, and I've got a podcast about model trains, and we're doing really well for ourselves. And I just wanted to, by the way, the name of the podcast is Joe's Model Train Podcast.com. You can go to Joe's Model Train Podcast.com to see all the audio and all the video. He gives a whole fucking presentation about his audio video.
Right.
And then his question is, you know, how do I get more listeners to my podcast, you know, it's one of those.
Well, you got a pretty niche podcast there, buddy.
Well, listen, you can make money on those too. Yeah. Like, you could sell to the model train community, right? Make plenty of money doing that. But my point is like, the radio guys, especially the older radio guys, they have such an affectation to their voice, and they don't lose it when they turn off the microphone.
Right. They just continue in everyday life.
Yeah. When I walk around this house, I'm not, what's the brand new TCB podcast?
Matias and Mia.
Yeah. Matias and Mia.
Come on down to dinner.
I don't do that. This is not something, you know, I don't take that affectation out of here. Right. I'm on when I'm on, and I'm off when I'm off, right? And it takes a lot to be on like this. And those guys are like that 24 fucking hours a
they're
day.
So used
you can
to it.
Point out the old radio guys by the way that they speak to you, because it's as if they're in a radio station at that fucking moment.
Right.
I'd like to talk to you about my podcast.
It became part of them.
They turned into sentient radio robots.
I guess when you do it for so long.
You must. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we've known some old radio guys.
Yeah.
There was a couple like working at the country station that were like, I can remember that were like that. Hey, yes. Brian, you want to go out to lunch next Tuesday at 8:45? We'll go out on the hour and on the half, and we'll go have some breakfast, we'll have some lunch and some dinner. All right, dude, cool. Let's take a call. Here's my mom. They do that shit. It is so funny to me. And it reminded me of the ultimate radio disc jockey. Who do you think the best? Who do you think of the old radio guard? I mean,
Casey Kasem.
Casey fucking Kasem.
Hell yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Casey
He's
Kasem.
Like the precursor.
Precursor. Yep.
To Seacrest, right?
I think Seacrest bought his company, didn't he?
Dick Clark.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But Casey Kasem is definitely the.
Yeah, I loved Casey Kasem growing up.
For those of you who have, there are going to be so many of our listeners who don't even know what radio is.
Yeah, right. What's that?
It's that thing in your car that you never tune to. It's the AM FM that you never use. And back in the day, it was one of the it was the most popular form of communication. It had reached way more people than television ever did, because it was in everybody's car. It was in everybody's home. And there was a guy named Casey fucking Kasem. I'm Casey Kasem with the top 20 rockin' dockin' dick.
Yeah, it was like the top 40 countdown.
Top 40 countdown with Casey Kasem. Here, I've got a letter from Joanne. Joanne said she accidentally killed her dog by rolling over it. Let's listen to Britney Spears. It's like
also Delilah.
Casey Kasem was like this goody. I mean, he had the most clean and polished.
He looked like a beach
image.
Boy.
He was a beach boy.
Yeah, I think at one point.
Yeah, I think at one point he was the seventh beach boy. He had this such a clean and polished image on and off the radio. And he talked like that 24 hours a day. But even Casey was subject to a fuck up now and then. And I have one that I'd like you to listen to. Yeah, and I think a lot of people have heard this, but certainly not our audience.
Okay.
I think our audience is like living in a trailer park without communication somewhere. And God bless the trailer park kids. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah.
Casey Kasem was in the studio, and there were some outtakes that were put together by one of his producers of him just going fucking off. Do you want to hear it?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Now, I got to give credit to Big Will the Champ, who actually sent me this clip. Nice. He found it. He sent it to me. And then when I went to the radio convention, all I could think about was this fucking clip.
Okay.
And these guys at home, like when they're getting pissed at their kids, go fuck yourself. Who the fuck put the milk?
Aliens.
Who the fuck forgot to put the top back on the milk? You're in trouble now. All right, Casey Kasem, the old radio announcer, top 40 radio announcer, in the studio, a couple of outtakes from one of his producers.
Nice.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up.
Hold on, let me do that again so it's a little louder. Hold on.
With Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck. What the hell's going on here? Jeez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do?
I feel like
we
that, too.
We got another hour to do?
We got another fucking hour to do. I feel like that, too. Like, even before we start recording, I'm like, I got another fucking hour of this shit.
I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous. Fucking ponderous. Ponderous.
Fucking ponderous. Who writes ponderous. That word?
I know.
He's pissed at a word he's got to say.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2.
They moved us 2 to 2. Yeah, 2 a.m. in the morning. That's where Brian Greene had his radio show.
Exactly.
I was competing with Casey Kasem.
Two next of the up morning. On The Legend.
Next up on 96.7 The Legend. Late Nights with The Legend.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither.
He's so smooth. Listen to him. Next up, this is about kids and pets, and we can understand that if we have kids or pets or neither.
It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Poor Snuggles.
Poor Snuggles.
Are they dedicating a song to Snuggles?
Trying to. Let's kick it. We killed Snuggles!
When Nico goes, we'll dedicate a song to him.
Too. I don't think Nico's got too much longer left. No. Of course, I said that 3 years ago.
Yes, you did.
But he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay?
Play the record. Unbelievable.
Please.
Wow, a lot of noise for the world's most professional radio guy. He sure does make a lot of noise in the background.
Well, I mean, he's on at 2 a.m.
So. Yeah, no one fucking cares. This is toward the end of his career when Casey Kasem was heard at 2 a.m. across the country. That guy must have made a dickload of money making this dickload of money.
Mm-hmm. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication.
Death dedication.
Death dedication. I'm dedicating Snuggles. This one to death for Snuggles.
Oh my god! He's pissed.
Yeah, listen,
he was a diva.
Casey is so used to being so like pristine that anytime he gets a chance, he just cusses up a storm. Didn't they roll Casey a dead body around for like 7 years or something
like that?
His ex-wife wasn't it? Like he got Casey Kasem
had like toured around the country.
I could be wrong about this, and this is your fact, news, or fiction. So please check me on this one, right? I don't know, but in my mind, I remember that Casey had like a string of really young wives when he was getting older. And the last one, when he died, she rolled him around the country in the back of a car.
King Tut's tomb?
Yes, he was like mummified in the back of her car. They were trying to catch her, and she just kept rolling around town with his dead body in the back.
Oh my God.
I won't leave him.
Crazy.
Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. Just a last goddamn time, I want somebody who...
Somebody better show me some tits right now, goddammit!
The pictures were supposed to be on my desk.
Where are the tit pics from the interns? Somebody told me they would get me those. What pictures? It's radio. What are you worried about?
This fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
He's losing it.
Oh my God, I love it. I love listening to these old, like it's that time that Bill O'Reilly.
I'm picturing Chuck Woolery doing the same thing.
Oh, like, you know that Chuck just went off. I imagine Chuck was just a bear behind stage.
Dick.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you get started in your life, right? And you're like, I'm the king of the world. Mm-hmm. You're all piss and vinegar. You're 19, 20, 22 years old. You get your first job and you're like, I'm going to be the most famous disc jockey that ever lived. I'm going to be, the people are going to love me and adore me. And that's great. Mm-hmm. Now, Casey certainly rose to that level of stardom at some point, but at the end of the day, he was just a radio fucking disc jockey.
Yeah. And playing top 40.
Radio disc jockeys got no fucking respect ever in the history of radio disc jockeys, with the notable exception of Howard Stern and maybe Rush Limbaugh. Like, those two people reached the top of the top, and everybody else is just a radio disc jockey.
Yes.
And Seacrest, too. I mean, but Seacrest is on American Idol and all this other stuff. So you got to imagine that at some point you realize that you are really just the guy who's talking in and out of Snuggle Death Dedications.
What song did they dedicate to Snuggles?
I don't know. That's the end of the tape. It was top 40s.
All by myself.
I just killed my dog all by myself. I guess we can appreciate this kind of disrespect here on the commercial break. So I was talking to this girl at Podcast Movement, and she was like, she was talking about the like industry stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then she says, oh, you know, I listened to the commercial break. And every time that I hear that, I get so nervous because, you know, that's why you came, you know, that's why we say it's not for everyone.
I had to say that to my sister's mother-in-law.
I'll tell you a funny
story. She was like, I heard it.
Yeah.
And then that's all she said. I was like, well, not for everyone.
So,
thanks for listening.
So the ladies
for trying.
Yeah,
we didn't offend you too much.
I know. Jeez. So I quickly like move along, right? And but she doesn't want to stop. And she's like, "Yeah." So I heard the podcast, and you know, I listened to an episode. There's funny moments in there, but you know, it's not for me. It's not necessarily for me.
Right.
I just felt so embarrassed. And my wife calls me that night, and I'm in Dallas, and she says, oh, I was with I took the kids to the school open house at school today. And one of the ladies said that her and her husband were listening to the podcast in the car the other day. And I said, Uncle, what did she say? She said that another lady overheard it and said, oh, your husband has a podcast? And Astrid goes, at that point, I had to tell her the name. Like, it's the commercial break. And Astrid goes, tells her it's not for everyone.
It's not. But
thank God it's for somebody
it's for
at
some
least.
People.
Yeah, there's some people out there that are listening. How long that lasts, we'll see. Hey, cats and kittens, welcome to the commercial break. Inside the commercial break, you are the best part of the commercial break, and Chrissy and I want to include you even more. So do us a favor, hit us up with your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas at one of two places, either 661-237-8296. You can text us or leave us a voicemail there, or you can send us an email through the website. Just go to tcbpodcast.com and hit the contact us button. While you're there, you can listen to all the audio or watch all the video right from one location, tcbpodcast.com. Commercials. Am I right? But for a lot of us independent creators, it pays the bills and it keeps the content coming free and frequently to you. So do us a favor. Take a listen to our sponsors, and if you're ever in the market for their products or services, you could use the URLs or the specialized codes we drop inside of those ads. That lets the sponsors that financially support us know that we're doing our job. Therefore and to for, you are financially supporting us. But you don't have to spend money to love on us. You can always leave us a review, a rating, or a comment on your favorite podcast player. Take 2 minutes. If you send us a screenshot, I'll send you some swag, and you'll forever be known in our hearts as the human who said they love the commercial break out loud to other people. At the commercial break on Instagram or TikTok and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. The videos are edited with a lot of love, care, and extra comedy. So after you listen to it here, go watch it on YouTube and get an extra laugh you can put in your stash. We're going to hear about those sponsors now, and then we'll be back to this episode of the commercial break. Wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Mint Mobile. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, I've learned one thing and one thing only. There's always a catch. And when I first heard about Mint Mobile offering premium wireless service that starts at just $15 a month, I thought exactly that. What is the catch? But there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they are the first wireless company to sell service only online. They cut out all the expensive cost of fancy retail stores and they pass those sweet savings directly onto us. I've mentioned on the show that my in-laws from Venezuela come a couple months in the summer and then a couple months during the holidays, and there's a huge expense to them coming, and that's getting them wireless service while they're here. So this summer, we just plugged in the Mint Mobile SIM card and wham bam, we have wireless service, unlimited text, unlimited talk, unlimited data, and the quality is just as good as our big carrier. And Mint Mobile gives you the best rate, whether you're buying for one or your entire family. And at Mint Mobile, families start at just two lines, not four. All plans, every one of them, come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. This is dirt cheap service, and it's just as good as the big carrier you're using right now. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. And thank you, Mint Mobile, for becoming a sponsor of the commercial break. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I like to do. Chrissy, when we last left off from the studio, we were talking to a guy named Adam. We're talking about a guy named Adam who was teaching us how to make our social media profiles more attractive. But that is Adam the Liar. But Adam the Liar, he gave us great tips like hire your friends with good cameras
for $50
the pictures of you in your fake outfits and fake backgrounds once a month. What a douche.
With butterflies.
Yeah. I was listening to that episode and it, not for the hilarity that we added into it, it was pretty funny, but just I was taken aback at how brazenly he was telling everybody to just lie about everything.
Just lie about your life.
Just lie about your life.
Yeah, portray it as something totally different.
That's right. But Adam the Liar is not just...
And then post about it. Yeah, that was a key step in the thing.
If you're going to have a social media profile, you got to make posts. And make sure to fill in your about you.
Yeah. That's gonna help. Right, about you.
Adam the Liar not only is known for his social media prowess, he also happens to be a dating coach.
Ooh.
Oh, yes, Chrissy.
I bet he's got some real gems.
And I think he's much better at dating than he is at social media profiles. Okay. He's at least much funnier. And that is why, Chrissy, I think we should take a look at some more of his videos.
Is he going to do a whiteboard?
I hope he does a whiteboard, but I don't know. Sometimes I don't like to get too deep in this, all right?
So it's fresh.
So I have the video where Adam is going to share with us which text messages we are going to send to get out of the friend zone.
Are
you ready for this?
Yes.
I'm ready for this.
Absolutely.
All right, here's Adam the Liar.
Oh, God, and his, like, stock photography.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to get through a lot of stock photography. He has the worst video channel ever. Yeah.
I'm about to share with you the friend zone escape text. It's a message that gets you to actually be able to date the friends that you've been attracted to for far too long.
Hey, I really want to just fuck you.
Now, fucking A, right.
There's one.
Here's my dick.
Yeah, it's just
is that a dick pic? Yeah. A tit pic or a dit pic? That's what's going to get you there.
Yes.
Big disclaimer. You got to do more than just send a text message, okay? So, yes, this is the text message.
You don't say, Adam. So, again, you've lied to us. You put on there the text message you send to get your friend out of the friend zone.
Yeah.
And now you're telling us that that's not what you have to do. This guy just drives me fucking crazy.
That's not what you need to do. But this is. Then he's saying.
But then he said, this is. Did you notice how much more attractive Adam is today than he was yesterday?
No.
He's literally growing in a boner direction toward the world's most attractive man.
But there's some pre-work that has to get done, and there's some post-work that has to be done. Before we go into
I don't like videos that give me homework. I don't like videos that give me homework. I'm just sharing that right up front.
Yeah.
I do want to give
you... You will never get homework on the commercial break. Never, not once.
No.
Maybe leave a review.
Except to maybe check the facts.
Yeah, check the facts. Casey Kasem.
Don't do that.
Yeah, Casey Kasem was probably not rolled around. It might have been Dick Clark. I'm not sure.
It might have been.
A massive, massive piece of advice. Sometimes it's better just to keep him as a friend. Like, do you really want to date your friend? You might like the idea of it, but some people just trying to win and they just want to prove they can get somebody. And then when they get them, they don't really want to get them anymore. And then that whole friendship is dead. And people convince.
What the fuck are you talking about? What the good fuck are you talking about?
And then.
And then. And then.
And then.
And then. You lure me into this video to share with me how I'm going to get my friend in bed.
I just needed the text.
Yeah, and then you talk me out of it.
Do you really want to do this?
Do you really want to do this? Because what I'm about to share with you is not going to work.
Right, and then also, too, like, do you really want to, you know, be with your friend?
Yes, I want to fuck my friend. Yes. That's the only reason we're friends, is because I want to fuck her. That's it.
Themselves that they do want the person. It's one of the reasons why somebody wants to just stay friends with you, is that they're actually worried that if you did date them, that you two wouldn't work out and the whole thing would just collapse and that would be the end of the friendship, right?
I feel like Adam's had a lot of these conversations in his life. I think we should just be friends, Adam. But I sent you the text message, the one with my dick, my micro penis.
So there is a very good reason why people don't want to date if they're close friends. So before you get into this technique, really think about whether you actually want to do it.
I did think about it, and that's why I clicked on your video. Stupid.
So there is a high chance that when you try and date someone you're friends with, that the friendship does end. Even if you don't get them, there's a chance that just the act
when did this turn into like an apocalyptic world, end of the world, your friend hates you now video?
Because it's only going to go bad if you do something wrong.
Yeah, don't do something wrong. Right. Well, here's an idea. There's lots and lots of stories throughout history, right? Boy meets girl, boyfriend's girl, boy and girl end up together, right? Or boy or girl and girl or whatever.
Yes.
Sometimes friendships make lovely relationships and sometimes they don't. It just, you know, but what Adam is saying here is absolutely nothing.
That's what it boils down to.
Use some common sense.
You trying to date them can ruin the whole thing. So I always tell people, before I teach you how to get out
before I give you the magic tricks on how to stick that dick right in her vagina, be warned. Sure. Why Biden 3000 results have not been verified by the FDA?
Friend zone. Maybe you just want to be friends with them and move on. Now, I'm going to give you some reasons why having them as a friend is better. Having a hot, beautiful friend that you're attracted to, if you cut out that attraction and you just stay as them as a hot, beautiful friend, they can help you meet hot, beautiful...
They can meet you hot, beautiful people.
He's turning into mystery.
Is that what you were doing with me when we were going out to the clubs all those years ago?
No comment. I was like, well, I don't really like her, but she's hot. She helps me get pussy, so I'll keep
her. We were each other's wingman.
For sure. But that often, let me tell you something. My friendship with Chrissy has probably caused me not to get laid more than it caused me to get laid. Because we ended up dragging each other out of the club drunk.
That's right.
Chrissy would be like, not that one. No. She's 12, Brian. I'm like, she's not 12. She's in the club. Okay, she's 21, but it doesn't matter. You're 80.
People, there's a technique known as pre-selection. If you go out and you're hanging out with a beautiful person on your own.
I pre-select
hot women to get with me.
Pre-selection.
That's what mystery teaches. He teaches pre-selection. Walk up to a girl and go, oh, you've been pre-selected to get up on this.
Is that similar to pre-ejaculation?
Yeah. you blow your load early, you don't end up getting some.
Need to meet and date other people. Scientists have known this for ages because
you get
out of the wedding.
Scientists have known this for ages. Ages. It's a prehistoric condition.
Your chance of success of meeting people significantly
increases. This is the
Bronze Age? If you have your partner, it goes up even higher because people feel very comfortable talking to you. And then when they find out that the two of you aren't actually together, you'll become available. They're already attracted to you. It gets very easy. So there's a number of reasons why having them as a friend is a lot better. However, if you are dead set, you're like, you know what? I just want to break out the friend zone. Then let me explain to you how to do it. Now, I'm going to give you a 5-step process.
God. Oh, God. You're just going to give us the text.
They're just going to give me a text message. Now you're going to give me a process? I got to go through a process? Yeah. I hate this guy's videos already. He's giving me all this homework, and he never gets to the fucking point. He's like the new Frankie B.
He is.
He's like a young, uglier Frankie B.
5 steps. You can't skip any if you want this to work.
Don't skip it.
Step one. This is the one that nobody
What
wants
makes
to-
this guy an expert on any of this?
Because he's got a heart in the background of his video.
I mean, honestly, like a 5-step process, you can't stop. You can't skip any of these if you want this to work.
Yeah. Thank long a heart.
Did you
soul
do
soul search?
Did you trials? Have you done like.
Hey, scientists have known this for ages.
Scientists have known this for ages. You want to get pussy? Get some more pussy. You know what I'm saying? If you have pussy, you'll get pussy. It's the pussy magnet rule. That's so stupid.
You have to go on vacation for a while. I know this one sounds crazy, but I have found...
Go on vacation. Step one, go on vacation.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Brian. I'm going to be on vacation for a while. I'm not sure where I'm going. Probably Europe somewhere.
Well, Eastern Europe?
Yeah, Eastern Europe. I'll be gone for 6 months, but I just texted you a picture of my micropenis. I'm hoping when we get back, we hook up. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
Go on vacation.
Go on vacation.
But I found this one the easiest way.
Yeah, this is the easiest way.
Go on vacation. Hop into a hammock.
And watch your friend float up into the sky and drop right on your midsection.
Zone is to go on an extended vacation. I've had a friend that broke out the friend zone successfully. One of my students, should I say?
Students.
Douche. One of my students, shall I say? No, you shan't say that. You shouldn't say that.
In fact, it was my student and it was us.
Yeah. In fact, it was me. I was the student. Yeah, I was teaching myself all these tricks.
For 3 months, he moved to Brazil and that's where he lived for 3 months. I had a situation where I broke out the friend zone and I did it by moving to a completely different country.
Oh my God! This is the craziest advice I've ever heard.
I thought we were getting a text.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're spending thousands of dollars to go on an extended vacation. Quit your job. Go live in another country.
Hey, Barbara. It's Brian. I moved to Venezuela. Let me know when you're ready to hook up. I'll come back. What? Hey, girl, it's me. I just got a place in the North Pole. I'll talk to you in a couple months. Let me know when you're hot for this cock. All right. Love you.
Let me know when you're hot for this cock. That's the text message I would send. He left out of the country for a year. To hook up with his friend. There are plenty of fucking fish in the sea. You gotta stop that shit.
A year, like just going and living somewhere else for a while, and it makes a massive difference on the way that somebody interacts with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There to interact.
Yeah, there's no interaction. Where's that text message you were talking about? Because option number one sucks. He said you can't.
Don't skip.
He said you can't skip any of these steps.
You have to just quit
you
your
have
job
to leave.
And go out
move.
Of the country.
Tell your mom and dad goodbye. Leave your
snuggles at home.
Bye, snuggles. I'll be back in a couple months. I'm sorry. I just really want to hook up with this chick. But I left some food in the pantry.
I guess that's why he started it by saying you really need to think about this because you're going to need to go out of the country.
You're going to need a lot of money. You're going to need an airplane. Anytime you need an airplane involved in getting a girl, it's probably not worth it. Just sharing.
Option. If you're like, no, I can't possibly because of my job, that's fine. You can just go away for a couple of weeks, but it's not going to be as good. An alternative to going on vacation.
Oh my God, this is
not
like,
gonna be as good.
I had no idea how crazy
you're
this video
really
was going to be. Yeah, you're not going to, she's not going to lust after your loins as much unless you just move as far away as possible.
And for as long as possible.
For as long as possible. I suggest 10 to 15 years. 2 decades is really the,
sweet
it's kind
spot.
Of the sweet spot. Yeah. If you come back as a 62-year-old man.
She'll be divorced by then.
That's right.
She'll have already married, divorced someone else. You can swoop right in.
Yeah, you swoop right in on that family and you just say, I'm back. Did you miss me? Oh, Brian,
Let's
I've been waiting.
Up. Yeah.
You can be signing up for a course that takes up all your spare time, right? The goal is you need to spend less time with your friend. Now, this is because people get too familiar with each other. And if you're spending every time with each other, you're actually cementing the idea of you being just friends. We need that friendship to kind of start to break, right? We need it to
break. Not right. 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 You are literally telling people on a YouTube video to pick up and move their lives. You could go on vacation for 3 or 4 weeks, but that's not going to work, really. You got to get as far away as possible for as long as possible.
Break up the friendship.
So that they can hook up with their friend. Yeah. Their friend. Listen, ask her if she wants a kiss one night. And if she doesn't, take that as a sign. You're
move
probably,
to another country.
Move to another country.
For a year.
This is the most insane advice I have ever heard on a video. And we watch 10 Frankie V videos. He wanted me to invest in his salon suite. And this is stupider.
I know.
And the only way it can break down is if you don't communicate as much.
Ghost.
There is no
other. Yeah. Move to another country.
There is no.
Boom. Step one.
No better way to get a girl than to stop talking to her.
This is just step one.
No better way to get a chick than to stop talking to her. Just stop, cut off communication altogether.
And move.
Trying to kill communication without just being rude and ignoring them. Having an activity, a class, a vacation, something going on, that is a very good justification for why you're communicating less.
And I was going to take a class for a year.
I'm taking a 24-hour class on how to be an asshat. I won't be able to talk for the next 3 to 6 years.
For a while, I won't be able to see you as often. I'm totally going to miss you, but I'm really excited about doing this thing, right? So we've set that we're going to separate. During that thing, you need to transform. So if Travis...
you need to completely transform yourself. That's step two.
Yahoo! This is fucking crazy. This is fucking crazy. You need to be exactly the opposite of who you are today. What is
go
this?
Away for a year. And now you're going to completely transform.
What is this, Rocky IV? We're going to move to Russia and get ready for the big fight? I mean, this is insane. This is insane, Holy. Yeah, I love crazy. This. I cannot believe we have stumbled upon this guy.
I'm dying to know what the rest of the steps are.
Oh, man.
I mean, they're major.
Yeah, this is...
He wasn't kidding when he said you needed to think.
Adam the Liar is the new Frankie B. He just cemented himself as the new Frankie B.
He's got the stock. Yeah, that's
Rocky like, on the top of the mountain.
Yeah, looking out over the mountain.
I wish I didn't move so far away. I have no place to live, no source of income. I haven't eaten in 7 days.
I need to transform myself.
But Adam the Liar told me this is going to work beautifully.
Yeah,
can't skip a step.
Another country, you need to have wild experiences and try new things. If you're studying a new program, you have to come out the other side of the program bigger and better and bolder. The whole point-
wild experiences, yeah, it's gonna be wild when you're living with the dogs of Costa Rica on the street because you have no money. Come back barking.
This whole point
is kind of like your cocoon, and this is an evolution. The idea is you are now a different person, or at least somewhat changed.
Or at least
that's
somewhat
step
changed.
One. So we've now completed this task. You know,
well, totally if you're not totally changed, at least you're somewhat changed. But it's better if you're all the way changed.
Exactly. Yeah. Just completely do the opposite.
She didn't like you in the first place. Remember, you were just friends. Now you're looking to be lovers. It's a different thing altogether. You gotta get in fighting shape.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If you're Jewish, you become Christian.
Right. It's like gay becomes straight.
Gay becomes straight. Straight become gay.
Yeah. If you become brown, brunette.
If you come back gay, she's gonna love you.
Exactly.
She's gonna love you. Am I right?
Right.
Away for 2 months, or we've done a 3 month, you know, training course, whatever it is. We haven't communicated much during this time. We've not ignored them, but communication is reduced to maybe every other day.
Every other day.
How often do you talk to your friend? I mean, Chrissy and I talked every day. We talk every day. And it's a bad example because we're both married to people that we love dearly. But let's just assume that Chrissy and I were friends way back when. I mean, it's like communicate every other day. That still seems like a lot of communication.
It is.
Yeah.
that we have evolved and we're this next better person, we can move on to step two. During this time, we need
step
to
two.
Be active on social media. So all our achievements, all the time,
bring it on back yeah. to social media.
He's going to tell us that everything that we do, we need to post.
Show yourself. Show how excited. With the dogs in yeah. Costa Rica. I'm wild. I'm doing wild things.
Shit in the woods with this German Shepherd yesterday. Got bitten by a spider and my whole face blew up. Had the same pair of underwear on for 26 days, but I'm taking a course on how to clean my own clothes.
New friends, when we're evolving, doing new things, that needs to be pumped up on social media. Your friend is going to miss you being in touch with them. Because, and you've told them, so it's completely justified, but they're going to start to miss you. And we need that missing element to trigger attraction. So they're going to miss you, and they're going to start cyber-stalking you. What is he up to, right? Why isn't he communicating?
What in the good fuck is this guy saying?
They're going to start cyber-stalking you. Yeah. You want them to cyber-stalk you.
You absolutely want them to go crazy in the head over you moving to another country to live with the dogs of Costa Rica. What is this guy talking about?
I mean, wow.
Have we ever heard advice this insane?
This is like a 20-year plan.
This, yeah,
for to get
to get to get your friend to suck your dick. It doesn't seem all that worth it to me. It's just like
you might want to just stay friends.
Yeah, you just might want to stay friends. He was right at the beginning of the video. Exactly. Yeah, you might want to think about this one.
Otherwise, I'm going to need $1 million and yeah. 6 years.
That's right. Is this the wildest advice we've ever heard on the commercial break?
This is the wildest advice. Frankie seemed tame now. He just talked about getting in shape.
Oh my God.
Eating some eggs.
Yeah, all he wanted to do was make some deviled eggs with avocado. Avocado.
And when they see that you're doing cool stuff and you're hanging out with cool people and you're becoming a better person, that's going to create a little bit of jealousy in them. They're going to be happy for you because they're your friend, but they're going to start to miss you.
That fucker.
This is going to get them to wonder.
That asshole. Look at all that fun he's having. Look at all those fun he's having with all those, you know, dachshunds down there in Costa Rica. I wish I could drink water right from the springs. Eating coffee beans.
I mean, this is crazy.
Things they actually have for you. You guys see where I'm going here?
No, I don't see where you're going
no,
here.
Exactly.
That feeling of missing out, of the bonding chemical that you had together that is disappearing, and they're trying to pull it back by looking at you online and realizing that you're meeting other people and that you're awesome. So now they've got an actual fear that they may lose you forever.
By the way, this guy said he did this. He did this. So he has the audacity to think that some chick, some friend of his that he happened to hook up with after he got back from moving wherever he moved from,
yeah,
was cyber stalking uh-huh. him, believing, telling herself how wonderful he yeah. was. I find it hard to believe anybody misses this guy.
No.
If he left my ethosphere, I'd be like, good riddance. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, bye good bye. For him. Good for you. Move somewhere else. Peddle your bullshit over there.
You need to transform yourself.
Yeah, you need to transform yourself.
When we get to step three, this is where you start communicating with him again. So you've resolved
but
this.
You're
finished,
already communicating
you're amazing,
every
you're
other
better.
Day.
Yeah, you're communicating every other day.
Now you go back to five times a day.
Well, then,
this is when you reintroduce.
You literally text them 12 times an hour. They're going to love you. Tell them how awesome you are. You've gotten better looking, stronger. Your dick has grown by 6 inches. When you land, she's going to be waiting, spread eagle, right on the tarmac. The plane is going to pull into her vagina. And you're going to post it on social media to get your next friend to sleep with you.
That's right.
Now, move to another country and rinse and repeat. Your life's pursuit of fucking all your friends is soon to be an achievement you have in your belt.
And what is the text message still? We
don't Not know. Sure.
Yeah. And you come back. And you don't text them right away. The very first thing you do is not to text them. The very first thing you do is to, you know, set with your life, go back to catching up with your work.
Oh my God.
Get a new job.
This is a highly elaborate plan. This guy is literally insane.
Get a new job. Reintroduce yourself to the world.
It's me, Adam the Liar, and I'm back. Don't tell Casey. Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm not ready.
I need to settle my life.
I need to settle my life. I probably need to get an apartment again, change my clothes, eat a few cheeseburgers, and then I'll be ready.
And if they text you, you can respond, absolutely. But again, we want to keep a little bit of distance. And that moves on to step four.
Oh my God.
This is the text message.
Oh,
pay attention.
This is it.
Oh, here it is.
Hey! Exclamation mark. It's been ages since we've chatted and so much has happened in my life.
You texting her every other day. And now you're saying it's been ages. Hey! Exclamation point. Don't forget that. Don't skip any steps. Hey, it's been ages since we spoke and so much has happened in my life. All because of you. Yeah, since 2 days ago. How do you text someone every other day and not tell them what you're doing? I mean, I'm married to someone. And it's like, I have ran out of things to say unless I tell her what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we talk about.
How about I take you out for, and then here you're going to put an activity. It's very important there's an activity. It's not dinner and a movie. It's an actual activity. So it's, how about I take you out for bowling?
A bowling? Start off strong. Use your ace in the hole.
Stinky shoes.
Yeah, stinky shoes and smoky bar. That's right. Chella.
Use your ace in the hole. Not a nice dinner and a movie.
You want to go to paintball. You literally want to shoot her because you just spent the last 2 years suffering around South America. Being a drug mule for the narco cartels.
This is hilarious.
This is the best. He's reading. By the way, you can tell he's reading. Mm-hmm. So he has written these things down. This guy has an elaborate plan that he wants to share with you. And this is insane. You have to be insane in the head to move to a different country to impress a woman who never wanted to sleep with you in the first place. This is crazy. And I love
and
it.
And then you're going to take her bowling.
Yeah, you're going to take her bowling.
Yeah, that's going to be your big move.
That's your big move. Not a picnic in the park. not invite her down to where you're living to see all this brand new stuff you got going on. Fly to Paris. None of that.
No,
bowling. But it needs to be an activity, not dinner or a movie. Don't you think dinner might be better?
Yes.
Like sit, talk, catch up on where I've been for the last 2 days.
2 years.
2 days. Now, a mini golf or an escape room.
Or an escape room.
An escape room? Is it okay if I use my Groupon on that one?
Buy a Groupon.
Buy a Groupon. Get a BOGO. Get a BOGO and take her to the escape room.
I can't believe this advice.
Oh my God. This guy is an asshole. Of epic proportions.
Well, you're doing something and dinner. So you can be like, how about I take you out for an escape room and dinner and a night out and we can catch up. So we're offering like a massive trifecta. It's an activity.
A trifecta. He said a trifecta.
It's escape room, dinner,
escape room,
and
dinner,
out.
And bowling. Yeah. We're going to go bowling. Followed by escape room and dinner. Don't skip any of these steps. It's the trifecta of getting your friend to sleep with you after 2 years of living in a different country. Crazy.
A dinner and a night out. Now, what we're doing here is if they've missed you so much and if they were that much of a good friend, they should jump at this opportunity. I didn't put a date on it. I didn't put a specific time, but I've created...
Yeah, if they're not already really married by now or in another relationship, you've been gone
for a year. Yeah, you total cock knocker. You didn't explain what exactly... You didn't explain exactly what happens. You didn't explain exactly what happens if someone gets married or has another boyfriend.
By the time you get back.
By the time you get back. Yeah. Can you imagine the disappointment if you followed Adam the Liar's plan here? And then halfway through your extended vacation in South America, like 2 years in.
You're cyber-stalking
them. That's right.
You see? They've got married.
Date, because that's what I'm doing. I've triggered them missing me. I've removed the bond from being as close as it was before, so they're no longer gonna feel like I'm just like a brother or what have you to them. They're gonna feel that they just miss me and they want to spend time with me. They're gonna see that I'm leveling up and I'm becoming a better person. I'm doing all this awesome stuff, and they're not gonna want to get left behind. And now, after being busy and ignoring them, I'm reaching out.
You're making a huge assumption that some chick, who I know you're talking about, right? So, but let's just say whatever. Guy, girl, you know, he, she, it, them, whatever. You're assuming that they are going to stay in stasis, waiting for you while you go change your life. Yes, yeah, cyber stalking you. You're making a huge assumption that that person doesn't have enough of their own gumption to change their life also, having nothing to do with whether you left or not. This is such a douchey idea.
We have to know what the fifth step is.
Yes.
And I'm offering them more than anyone else has ever had.
Well, the fifth step is get laid, obviously. Yeah, exactly. You get laid.
Bed them.
Yeah. I'm offering them an activity and a dinner and a night out. If we're good friends, they're going to say yes to that. And now I've got them on essential.
Now you got
them.
Yeah.
Now I got you.
I like a shepherd took.
Yeah. I'm imagining at the end of the night out.
At the escape room is when you attack.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Yeah. Ah, I got you. We're lovers now. I'm imagining at the end of the night out, the girl's like, it is so good to have you back. I really missed my friend. I want you to meet my new boyfriend.
Exactly.
I think
you're going to love him.
I think he's going to ask me to marry him. You're going to love him. And then you're like, oh, that really sucks. Oh my God. Oh, sorry. Here.
That is the power to that text message. They've essentially agreed to coming on a date, even though it's not an actual date. It's framed like
you shouldn't speak on the phone either.
Don't talk on the phone.
You've been gone for years.
That's right. Do me a favor. Don't speak at dinner either. Yes. Yeah. Only speak at dinner every other question.
Step five. During the date, specifically at the night out part. So we've had fun at the activity. We've got loads of stuff going on. We have dinner. And at dinner, we talk about the activity and we have so much fun and we catch up and I tell them about all the cool stuff I'm doing.
That bowling game was
cool
great.
It's been so good to catch up with you.
We didn't talk about it while we were bowling.
That's right.
So let's just dissect.
So where have you been for the last few? Questions later. There's a plan. And it includes me getting on top of you later.
I want to hear about them and everything they're doing. And then when we're hanging out on the night out, you know, having some drinks and we're laughing and joking together, I'm going to say, while I was away, I realized something.
This is a fantasy. This is not a plan. This is a fantasy that this guy is having. Yeah. And he's, you got to be careful about saying this kind of stuff out there. That's why I'm glad we're the commercial break, and I hope that no one takes us too seriously.
We're spreading them information.
Yeah, well, we're never going to give anybody any advice at all. Oh, man.
I've not been honest with you throughout our entire friendship. You're beautiful.
And I told you you were ugly before, but you're actually beautiful.
Here's something I never said to you before. I really like you. Can we hook up? Because before you say that, you should move to a different country. Like, wouldn't that be the first thing you would say?
The longer, the better.
Yeah, the longer, the better. The further, the better. Wouldn't that be the first thing that you would say?
Yes.
Is, hey, I am just sharing with you that I think we're in the friend zone and I might just want to give it a try and see what she says. Have that conversation. If she says no, it's unlikely to change no matter where you move.
Continue to be friends.
Not that I'm afraid anybody's actually going to take this advice, but I'm just checking. I just want to be sure.
But I've decided I'm not going to go through life holding myself back anymore and denying the truth. Now, we're going to pause at this point. This is very important. I didn't profess my love. I didn't tell them they're perfect. I didn't say I've always wanted to be with you. The only thing I've held back is...
Don't tell them the truth. Don't tell them the truth. Remember, Adam the liar says never tell the truth. That's a bad way to get involved with people.
I told them how beautiful I think they are. And that I'm not going to hold back anymore and I'm just going to tell the truth. Now we're going to pause and we're going to let them deal with it. Now, if everything's...
So deal with it. You're beautiful, so deal with it. Now, what do you have to say to that? Huh? What
is she married? Like?
Yeah.
No.
You have a kid on the way? Oh, no. I moved to Argentina because of you. I wasted 2 years of my life. Deal with it.
Done correctly, they're usually going to respond with a compliment. They're going to be like, well, I think you're attractive too. Or they might say, wow, since you've come back. Like,
done correctly, they're going to respond with a compliment. This guy is fantasizing big time, Chrissy.
Very strange.
It's weird. I love this guy.
I know.
We found a gold mine. A gold mine.
Be back. Like, you're really different. I really like it. That's what we're after. We're after that transformational process. That
Fingers
response,
crossed.
Waiting for that response is
yeah.
key. Is That's going to let you know whether this works.
He's wearing a Ghostbusters t-shirt.
Wait, I just noticed that.
9 times out of 10, if you do this and you do everything I've said, this is actually going to work. And they're going to be like,
Nine times out of 10? Where did you get this information from? How many friends do you have that have moved to different countries and followed these 5 steps? Because I would like to meet one of them. Yeah. I would love to have Adam the Liar on our show mm-hmm. and defend this video. Defend yes. what you're saying here.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea why anybody would do this. This seems like a long way to go just to get somebody in bed. It seems kind of silly.
Friends with
them, yeah, they're right? friends with them. Like, just tell them. I think you're beautiful. Do you think hooking up might be a good idea? No? Okay.
No,
yeah.
No. Okay, great. Let's okay. move on.
There's another girl out there. Yeah.
yeah. Like, you know, there's something amazing about you. Like, you're changed. And then you can roll with that. And then from then on, it's dating like normal. You can be like, I have.
Oh, then from there, no problem. You're back in the swing of things. You just took a 4-year detour through Somalia to get here. Don't worry about it.
Now you're dating.
And now you're dating. No issues whatsoever. You're back in the game. All you have to do is go around your ass to get to your elbow. Oh, Adam the Liar.
Oh, that was wow. Oh. That was a lot.
I don't even know what to say. I really am just shocked. Shocked by what we heard. I did not watch. But
after all of that. Bowling or an escape room. I mean, I think that might be...
that might be the best. After moving away for years and then...
completely transforming
your life. Yeah. Then what do? You go bowling. Of course you do. Of course you do. Oh, well, Adam the Liar does it again.
Yes.
I feel like Adam the Liar is going to be back on the commercial break real soon. Like maybe next episode. Because yeah. this is just too good to be
really
true.
Is.
Yeah. You don't find videos like this often, kids, and he has a whole channel full of them. So I'll dig through. I'll get some more. Hey, listen, Chrissy and I have a really good idea. We want to do a random TCB. Random TCB. Yes. And this is how it goes. You send in a topic, one topic. No preface, no pofus. All you have to do is just send in a random topic, and Chrissy and I are going to opine on it, having no facts at whatsoever about that topic. So do us a favor. Text us at 661-237-8296. You don't have to say anything. Just text us the topic. And Chrissy and I are going to do a whole episode dedicating to making up ideas. Making up random facts about random topics. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, later on this year, we are going to have one of the world's foremost experts on psychic readings for pets. I need you to send in a picture of your pet. That's what I need. A picture and a name of your pet.
Yeah.
And we are going to do psychic readings with one of the world's foremost pet psychics,
That's
Chrissy. I'm really excited
news.
About this one. Yeah. So special guest coming up later on this year, but I need some time. I need some time so I can turn my best friend into my lover. So
I'll be gone for a year.
Yeah, I'll be gone for a year. But don't worry. I'll be back with new episodes real soon. Thank you so much for all of the love and support. Tell your friends, leave a review, support our sponsors. It's all for a good cause, Chrissy and I. TCBpodcast.com, all the video, all the audio. You know where to find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break, YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. And again, 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. Oh, Chrissy.
Brian.
I think that's all I can do today.
Yeah, I think so.
I think what I got to do now is I got to go work on the studio. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we always say, and we must say, bye.